We're in 7th Pei Dalet Sif Hei, and we're continuing to discuss the dinim of carrying, and in which case, when someone is wearing something, it's considered a levush on his body, and hence it's not considered carrying an object, and that which is obviously mutter. And then we're going to discuss in regard to jewelry, there are specific zeros that Chazal put in place because we're afraid either a woman may take it off to show her friends, or he may, if it's loose, it might fall off, he might carry it if it breaks, and he's going to need it home, etc. So halacha hei. Hachigir, someone that's lame, he's limping strong by nature. Someone that was sick that became gizond. However, he's still weak, so he's pulling himself very hard for him to walk. Someone that's very old. He's not able to walk without a crutch or without a cane. He's allowed to use the cane, and it's considered an extension, another foot. It's not considered like he's carrying around the stick. It's mamish like a levush. However, Abel im yesher. If he's able to walk around without a cane, to the extent that was such basically in his house, he walks out without a cane. So now all of a sudden to walk in Rosh Hashanah in a commons with a cane, but he uses it for extra support when he's outside of his house. In that case, also, because then it's not considered, not because you have anything against it, but it's not considered an extension of his foot. It's not considered a natural part of it. The cane, that's what says Magid the Mishnah Berurah. The cane asuma also locks the makel. A person that's blind is not allowed to go out with that blind stick, you know, that they gnaw and knock on the sides. In the ear, in a city that does not have a proper Eruv in the same way. Someone that Bechlal doesn't need a stick. In that case, for sure, he's not allowed to walk and not allowed to take his cane even to a place where there is an Eruv. Why? The person's an Eruv, he's allowed to carry whatever he wants. Mishum Zikos is the Shabbos. It looks like he's being mezalzel on Shabbos. Post can say that this specifically, if it's a random cane, a wooden cane, but if it's a mechubedik cane, and respects, and sometimes you know they have a silver type of cover on the cane, and they have a library, you can see the Michel's Lachaber and Grace from Grace Tzadikim. In that case, it's mechabed, and then it's considered, it's akhapanim in a place where there is an Erev, it's not considered being mezalzel on Shabbos. In regards to a person that's blind, even if the stick is a problem, there is the option of taking a watchdog, a guard dog, but then there's a separate set of dinim and how to handle that and what's more on Shabbos. Halacha ba. Someone that is locked in chains, it's considered like a malbush. Not that it's not obviously not jewelry, it's not an ornament, but it's considered what he's wearing. And Motolotzibam, he's allowed to go out with these chains. Now, Ein Yetzi Bikshonim, one is not allowed to go out with what we call stilts, which is if a person that has, let's say, a broken foot and he has something that goes in that helps him stand higher. They're tall sticks that have a place for him to put in his shoe. And a person uses it, it's not an extension to his foot. It's not like a fake foot. Rather, it's like stilts. It means you put in your shoes and you'll be able to be higher off. You won't step into the teeth or into water. That is usur. It's not bottled in. Halacha ches. One is allowed to go out with a band-aid or a tachboshet, he's allowed to go out on Shabbos. However, providing shaloi yinei chayis on Shabbos, not allowed to put it on a new one on Shabbos. Al gabei maka over the maka, as we're going to discuss in Sinat Sadegala. But if it's already on from before Shabbos, you are allowed to. Why? L'chore is just carrying, and it's obviously not a levush. Not everybody likes to wear it. It's just levi shehi merape is being that it's curing his hand. It's considered like a jewelry, like an ornament. And he's allowed to wrap it around his hand with an additional matlis. It's a handkerchief if it's not chashuva, if it's not a unique one, a special one. Because in that case, it is considered like it's bottled to the bandage. And being that the bandage is considered, like we said, an ornament, it's considered a tachshit, so it's bottled to it. However, Abel Dabar Chashuv, if it's a special handkerchief, it's very nice. In that case, we'll soon see that mitfaches, we have a whole different chesed in how a person should wear it, as we'll see later on, and therefore one is not allowed to. And the Alter Rebbe points is not allowed to tie it on top of this ace bandage. Even a string or a thread, even if it's a little chashuv, let's say it's a silver one or a fancy one, in that case, also you're not allowed to have it support this. This cast. Because in that case, being that it has a chashivas on its own, it's valuable. It's not annulled. They're not considered an extension of the ratiyah. And the gamloy have a derech malbush. It's not, this is not the way to wear it. I mean, if you're wearing a bracelet, a woman, for her, it's a takshit. So she's allowed to wear a bracelet, but in that case, it's not considered, the way you're wearing it now over the haban is not considered derech levish, and therefore it is considered a masa, something you're carrying. Halacha test. One is allowed to go out with a cotton ball that he puts into his ear, the bloya alecha, to accept it, whether it's pus or whatever liquids are in the ears, the shaltzeis oizen, different shmutzes there. V'davka k'shu kasher. However, it's umehodach sham hay. There's only if it's tied or it's connected there properly, shaleyu chalipo, that it won't fall out. V'chein yetzim b'moich, v'kasher basan. The ones allowed to have also is a cotton ball or pieces of straw that they have in their sandals in the open place over there. Imu ba'oven chen yachalipo b'sham, providing that it won't fall out. It's an extension of his body. Halacha. Yud. Now we're going to learn the din it's going to get to women after the chasana, specifically that like to each of the moisture skin on a woman that has a cotton or a tampon that she uses for her nida, because she doesn't want her clothing to get dirty. She certain like a covering that she has for this purpose, not to get her clothing dirty. She's not allowed to because it's a shomer for the clothing. It's not considered like she's wearing it on her own. Ellen came with Malbus Gomer, unless it's a complete garment for her, as opposed to just guarding the other garments not to get dirty. Aval im. If what this cotton or what this block is doing for her is that she shouldn't feel uncomfortable, not for her clothing shouldn't get there, rather for sure not to feel her not to feel uncomfortable. If it goes on her body, and it dries up, it's going to bother her. In that case, as much as it's a tasha to wear a, like we said, an ace bandage. In a place where there's either heavy mud or cement or very thick, muddy mutter, like we have to you're allowed to pick up your clothing and that they shouldn't get dirty, but you're allowed to pick them up a little bit. It's not considered like you're carrying the hems and the bottom of your garment or clothing. However, you're not allowed to pick them up completely. The Alter Rebbe points out something very interesting. If a person's wearing the type of clothing that we have that has sleeves to take out your hands, you know, sometimes Kinloch like to put their arms into the shirt and not take it out. In that case, it becomes a masa. You're not wearing it like it's meant to be wearing. It's as if you're just carrying it. So that's going to be a problem. In our type of lavushim, that the way is to take your hands out of it. If you didn't, then and you wrap yourself around from outside, then it's also halacha yud base. And the chodur this is talking about if he wrapped it over him without putting his hands, without the chal getting into it. Halacha yud base. Mota lotes b'shabes b'shneim alushim zelagavs. That one is allowed to wear. He doesn't just have to wear one layer, just an undershirt or just tzitzis. He has a lot of wear clothing and layers above one on top of the other. B'afal b'shein etzach la'atzmai esamal b'shashem. Even though for his own beer needs, he doesn't need the second levushel. So metzil etzach avei. He's putting it on. And he's adding the second layer, that second coat, because he wants to give it over to his friend. And elsewhere, he doesn't even really need the second layer. That's also good. The dakik shadakal farming gambacholu b'shnei malbushim kelos is providing that generally it does happen in the middle of the week that he also, or so on other opportunities, that he also sometimes wears a coat. So today, he's not interested in wearing a coat or a poncho. He's wearing it for someone to give it over to someone else. At the end of the day, this is a way of wearing. Even though he personally, the majority, most of the time, doesn't wear it that way. People never wear clothing this way. Also, lots of them on Shabbos. Categorically, one is not allowed to go out on Shabbos this way. The second one is considered like he's just carrying it. For example, it's two socks, one on top of the other. Even though it's mamish, it's fitted well inside it, on his foot is inside of it. But still, it's considered like a masa because or if he wears a big hat on a smaller hat or a big yarmulke over a smaller yarmulke, if that's not the way that he uses it, yes, lachgar. If a person wears two kisuyim, two makifim, if that's okay, because that is there a chilbosh b'chav, it's another shayla. Now, halacha yud gimel, shtei chagurei zu agavzu. What happens if a person has two belts, one on top of another? If that's the way people wear it, I mean, they wear a belt, and on top of it, they wear a gartel. Okay? if that's the seder, lamata chagura grua, v'aleha chagura chashuba. For example, the bottom one is a simple one, and then he wears another fancier one on top of it, so people should notice that one. In that case, mutar lachir kach gam b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're also allowed to, and it's not considered like the second one is useless. Like two levushim, one on top of the other, then the second one's considered a masa, because the second one is nicer and, so to speak, covering over, and that's the one he wants to present. And the first one is one, the closer one to him is doing the job. V'afal pishata, im l'tzorich rak b'achazim, now primarily he only needs one. V'ashniyam, v'tzil l'tzorich ha-beir, and actually his intention right now that he's putting on the second one is not to show off, rather he's giving it to his friend. Still it's mutabel. Im ena derech lachir v'shtei chaguras, if people do not wear two chaguras, if he wants to do it for himself, even for himself, he taka now wants to also, because that's not what people do. The kivan she'esh lo dai, the achas, one of them is enough for him. The second one is like carrying, and a very prominent example for this is people going to mikveh and they want to carry a towel. So people a lot of times put it around, they wrap it around their waist and make like a slip, right? If a person wears it that way, and he's wearing a belt, and it's on top of the belt, it is considered a masa. You're not allowed to do that. So he has two options. Either he takes his shirt out, and then he wraps it on top of his shirt. So this is the belt is keeping the pants in its place, and the towel that he's wrapping around is keeping his shirt in the place. It's like a bendel for him, okay? Or if that doesn't work for him, then he has to wrap it around his neck like a shalit, like a scarf or a shawl. And that only works when it's not cold outside. Because if it's warm outside, it's not the derech, then it's mamish considered a matzah. Okay, so let's see. Ubechol mokum mutar latzis b'shtei chaguras, kshayesh mafzik b'neim. When is always, like I just described about the shirt, when is always allowed to go out with two belts, if there's another levush, another garment separating between them. Keep going. Hatachtoin ala mechnasayim, the first belt is on his pants. Val yoyno al gabe asarbo. And the aliyah, let's say the towel, let's consider the second belt, is over, let's say his shirt or his overall. Each one is serving a separate purpose of lavush, and it's okay. Note that the halacha, that it's not so pasha to put a gatel stam on top of a belt, unless it's like we described, that it's darker because not the way he's showing off and it's a seder band. Achsidim tzrakim ha-shvida, manish on top of a kapata, spastam shabbos. Halacha yidah. This handkerchief, you don't see it so much today, but the older people, they used to walk around with a nose handkerchief that they used to continuously blow their nose with and put it back in their pocket and so dry up. They would wrap it and tie it around or wrap it around under their over garment, their outer garment. Over their pants, if it was a big one, over their pants. The first thing you definitely need to make sure you don't do two knots, one on top of the other, because then if it's not kashish al gabe ani, but that means it's not like the tie that we do for our shoes. If you do two knots one over the other, it's considered a kesher, which is a problem on Shabbos, as we'll learn onward. Someone that usually uses loikis, okay, suspenders, then you see them in Shabbos, you should take them off of Shabbos, and in that case, the handkerchief is serving the purpose of the suspenders, and it's keeping it together. Halacha, as I talked about, there are those that put it around their neck and listen closely, because that ain't a mutter. The only case that this is going to be permitted and this is going to serve the purpose of, so to speak, turning this handkerchief into a levush, a garment, is elim ain't lisham mitpach zaches. First of all, if you don't have a different scarf over there, and sometimes he does put the handkerchief there because of to keep him warm, and then he ties it in a way that's mutter, and then he's okay. If he's only just laying it over his neck, but he's not closing him in front. The two ends are just hanging in front of him. Zel Isur Gomez is completely prohibited. It's a problem. Or that means he's not closing it in front to keep him warm. He's not. It's a gummer. How much more so just to tie it around his foot or something? But yeah, they try to put it. He will consider it a bracelet. It doesn't work. The only heter would be a tia, as we mentioned earlier, like an ace bandage. But that's only because a maka, and then it's considered because it's menapet. It's considered toxic, etc. The lots is but also in these cases it's us to go out. Now halacha this vote. Bote a yadayim, which is gloves. Yes, makrim lotzes on Shabbos. There are those that permit going out with gloves on Shabbos, and that's why we see many people that do. However, the reason why we do not, you'll see now, because there are some Gansh brings the yes, oisrim, and the Alter Rebbe writes, it's appropriate to be stringent. And the Alter Rebbe says, haminig lahakel, it's customary. You see people being mater, but the Alter Rebbe suggests, for us, this is the pzak, that we are going to be stringent. Mevad, if someone needs it, then it's a problem. There are those kind that it's not one glove, it's for two hands together. You don't see it so much. You see it a little bit like those kind of type of sweaters that have a place to put in and you pull it from the top. They would have like they have for the strollers type of thing. So they would put in from both hands. So that in then yes, there's more place to be maker because you can't just. Well, even if you pull out one hand, you're not going to carry it. The other hand is still wearing it. The Torah, the Alter Rebbe says, even that, the Torah, the Alter Rebbe is not very cold. And when the Alter Rebbe says very cold, he's talking about from Russia. Very, very cold. Then it's better to be stringent. However, the Alter Rebbe brings, it is customary to be lenient.